Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari
Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari
Gopi Janavallabha Girivaradhari
Gopi Janavallabha Girivaradhari
Gopi Janavallabha Girivaradhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana
Yashoda
Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Jaya Girivara Dhari Jaya Girivara Dhari
Jaya Gopi Jana
Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Jaya Girivara Dhari Jaya Girivara Dhari
Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Jaya Girivara Dhari Jaya
Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana
Yashoda Nandana
Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Radhe
Jaya Radha Madhava Radha
Jaya Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Radhe
Jaya Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Radhe
Mur Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol
Hari Bol Hari Bol
विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिचराचार्य गोत्तर सतसी शरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य श्री प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रमयी की श्री प्रभुपाद की समवेत भक्त वृंद की नित्य गौर प्रेमानंदे All glories of some of the devotees, all glories of some of the devotees, all glories of some of the devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Daivim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudirayet Nashtaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavatir Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Canto 1, Chapter 10, Text 24. Sava ayam sakhi anugita sakkato vedeshu gukhyeshu cha gukhyavadibihi ya eka isho jagadatmalilaya srajati avatti atti natatra sajjate. Please repeat. Sava ayam sakhi anugita sakkato.
Sava ayam sakhi anugita sakkato.
Vedeshu guhyeshu cha guhyavadibihi.
Vedeshu guhyeshu cha guhyavadibihi.
Ya eka isho jagadatma lilaya.
Ya eka isho jagadatma lilaya.
Srajati avatti atthina tatra sajjade. Sava ayam sakhi anugita sakkato. Vedeshu guhyeshu cha guhyavadibihi. Ya eka isho jagadatma lilaya. Srajati avati attina tatra sajjate. Saha, he, vai, also, I am this, Sakhi, O my friend, Anugita, described, Satkataha, the excellent pastimes. Vedeshu, in the Vedic literatures, Guhyeshu, confidentially, Cha, as also, Guhyavadibihi, by the confidential devotees, Yaha, one who, Ekaha, one only, Ishaha, the supreme controller, Jagat, of the complete creation, Atma, Supersoul, Leelaya, by manifestation of pastimes, by manifestation of pastimes, Srajati, creates, Avati Atti, also maintains and annihilates, Na, never, Tatra, there, Sajjate, becomes attached to it. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Śrīla Prabhupāda ki, Śrīla Prabhupāda ki. O dear friends, here is that very personality of Godhead whose attractive and confidential pastimes are described in the confidential parts of Vedic literature by His great devotees. It is He only who maintains, creates and annihilates the material world and yet remains unaffected. Purport. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, all the Vedic literatures are glorifying the greatness of Lord Sri Krishna. Here it is confirmed in the Bhagavadam also. The Vedas are expanded by many branches and sub-branches by great devotees and empowered incarnations of the Lord, like Vyasa, Narada, Shukadeva Goswami, the Kumaras, Kapila, Prahalada, Janaka, Bali and Yamaraj. But in the Srimad Bhagavatam, especially the confidential parts of His activities are described by the confidential devotee Shukadeva Goswami. In the Vedanta Sutras or Upanishad, there is only a hint of the confidential parts of His pastimes. In such Vedic literatures as the Upanishads, the Lord has expressively been distinguished from the mundane conception of His existence. His identity being fully spiritual, His form, name, quality and paraphernalia, etc. have been elaborately distinguished from matter. Therefore, He is sometimes misunderstood by less intelligent persons as impersonal. But factually, He is the Supreme Person, Bhagavan, and He is partially represented as Paramatma or impersonal Brahman. Om Tat Sat. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Chalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamane Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschatta Deshadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. My dear friends, here is that very personality of Godhead whose attractive and confidential pastimes are described in the confidential parts of Vedic literatures by His great devotees. It is He only who creates, maintains and annihilates the material world and yet remains unaffected. These are prayers of the ladies who have gathered on the rooftop of the Dwaraka Palace, and Krishna is exiting. He is moving towards Dwaraka. At that time, everybody out of a sense of separation, feeling of loss of the association of Krishna, they are serving Him intimately. And being in womanly bodies, these ladies cannot do that intimate, close service. So they are ascending to the rooftops and they are seeing Krishna. And there they are amazingly admiring Krishna. And it seems from these quotes that they know very well He is the Supreme Personality of God. And they are describing His function as a Supreme Personality of God. And reveling in it. And they know their great fortune that they are able to have eye-to-eye contact and have association of that Supreme Personality of Godhead. To know the Supreme Personality of Godhead and to be able to see Him and to be able to offer your obeisances and prayers and recognition of Him is indeed a blessing. Because sometimes you can know Brahman, you may not know the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sometimes you may know the Super Soul, you may not know the Bhagavan. And sometimes you may know Bhagavan and still you may not be able to render service to Him. Sometimes you may render service to Him and may not have achieved prema. Sometimes you have achieved prema and you are in the ecstasy of complete realization of the Supreme Absolute Truth. So all these permutations and combinations are possible according to the will of the Lord and according to the qualification, the adhikar, the yogyata of the particular devotee, especially in terms of his inclination towards devotional service. So here we see ladies who are not able to savor direct service to the Lord because they are in womanly bodies. But their realizations are so high. They know Krishna to be the Supreme Absolute Truth, the Supreme Reality, the only reality. And so here they say, my dear friends, here is that very personality of Godhead whose attractive and confidential pastimes are described in the confidential parts of Vedic literature by His great devotees. And Prabhupada is commenting here that Shukadeva Goswami is that great devotee who has described the confidential pastimes of the Lord. And the Srimad Bhagavatam is such confidential literature. And inside that is the great confidential secret of who Krishna is and what are His pastimes, what is the meaning of those pastimes. You see. So even Krishna Katha, you can hear stories of the Lord. You can hear stories of the Lord. But if you are not blessed with hearing the stories of the Lord from a pure devotee, you can even hear story and conclude Mayavad philosophy. In Kerala, it's very rampant. Lots of people who come and sit down and hear katha. And at the end of the so many days, the person will conclude, after all, what is there? Everything is God. Everybody is God. It is simply a transformation of the self. Blah, blah, everything. It destroys the whole 7 days program. Bhagavata, they call it Saptaham. Bhagavata, finally, you know, they just conclude the opposite. And one person even went ahead to say that, I don't need to worship, you can all worship the Lord. I'll be waiting for you to finish your worship and then I'll speak about the Bhagavata. I don't need to worship because I don't believe in a form of the Lord. And he's opening the Bhagavatam and he's going to speak. And the bulk of the people are going to hear. And somewhere in the back of their mind, they don't like his behavior. How can you say that? But they have to tolerate it. And they have to hear him. So although you may have the Bhagavat and although you have the Katha in front of you, although you may be a great Sanskrit scholar, you cannot understand Krishna. It's confidential. It is not enough if you simply browse the pages and see the black and white print and be able to produce by rote everything. You are captured by Krishna's illusion. and you may not understand the content of this. You see, just as much as if you analyze the language, each letter, each word, then a sentence composition by itself don't give you the meaning. It's just a juxtaposition of different letters put together, boom. It in itself doesn't make the meaning. But when you read it, and then it hits you, the meaning is inside you, it's generated. If you analyze this one sentence, doesn't mean anything unless you are consciously looking into the sentence and the meaning dawns on you. By the combination of those letters and words, the sentence makes a particular meaning. By itself, the meaning is not there in the book. But you get the meaning, and that is a super soul. That is a super soul. You see. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto mattaha smritirgyanam apohanam cha. Vedaisya sarve raham eva vedyo vedantakrit veda. Vaid that shloka. Sometimes I thought the first two lines are very different from the last two lines. Completely disconnected. No. Through me only you will get realization of the Veda. I am compiler of the Veda. I know the Veda. By all the Vedas I am to be known. And I am situated in your heart too. I will give you the understanding. Right? And if you did not want me, then where will you get the understanding from? Where will you get from? You will simply speculate. Right? And your speculation is as much as me reading any sentence and thinking anything about it. Because your understanding is divested of the Lord. You see? But these ladies, they may be ladies, they may not be greatly scholarly, they may not be everything, they understand this, that in all the Vedic literatures, it is he who is to be known. His confidential pastimes are described. They know it. They know it. And he says, not only he who creates, maintains and annihilates the material yet remains unaffected. So they know all these things about Krishna. You see? So it doesn't matter materially in what situation you are in. Simply by your devotion to Krishna, Krishna will be pleased and reveal everything to you. Same way, the Brahmana's wives, the Brahmana patnis, Brahmanis, they were very simple in their understanding. They, as soon as Krishna, the Gopas came and said to them, Krishna and Balaram are here in the forest and they are hungry. They like to get some food. Instantly, they were enthused to go and perform service to Krishna. That is the meaning of having Krishna with you. Instantly, they knew they have to do this. It's a great opportunity given by Krishna. Whereas their husbands, they couldn't see. They just couldn't see that this is an opportunity to render service to Krishna and Krishna and Balarama here. So in that amazing episode, amazing pastime, we can see that the Brahmanas, they were so puffed up and proud and they lost the opportunity. Whereas the ladies grabbed the opportunity with a very simple-minded expression. They immediately took all the sacrificial offerings, it seems, and went straight without listening to anybody. The husbands stopped them, they didn't hear. They just left. And they saw Krishna to their heart's content. They gave him everything that's necessary. And Krishna blessed them. You see. So, later the Brahmanas, they appreciated the fact that they were able to, that their wives were able to see Krishna, serve Krishna, and that they were so foolish that they couldn't see the opportunity. So they were saying, to hell with all our sacrifices and yajnas and mantras and tantras. What is the use? Our simple wives who can't do any of these things, who are very simple-hearted, they were able to go and serve the Supreme Absolute Truth. What is the use of my yajna, homa, mantra, my high line, my parentage? Janmaishwarya shutashibir yedamana madhappuman naivarhatim abhidhatum vait vamakinchana gochara. That very simply the wives were able to achieve that. Simply, we can see that here, although they are ladies, we may think sometimes that they are not very intelligent. But you can see these ladies are super intelligent. Because Krishna is giving them, Dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayanti te. Because they know Krishna. And they know in the Vedic literatures it's mentioned about him only. And they must simply give themselves up to him. They know this. This is the essence of Vedic literature. And it is not very difficult to know if one has love for Krishna. If one doesn't have love for Krishna, then he is torn by his intelligence, his mind, and he has to work a very hard way up. Klesho dikataraste-sham avyakta sakta-cetasam avyakta hi gatir dukkham. It's a very strenuous path. So, understanding Krishna is something that Krishna himself reveals. It's not that something we will capture by our own effort. What really sadhana does to us is not just increase our knowledge and our ability to capture Krishna. That's not what sadhana does to us. Rupa Goswami very clearly states that using your natural faculties of your senses, if you serve the Lord, then bhakti awakens independently by itself. It is not that somehow in the back of our head we think that the sadhana and the strong effort that we put and the shlokas that we mug up and the page to page content that we know and all that content oriented stuff that we know and knowledge, K-N-O-W, know so many things. That's what constitutes realization of the absolute truth. You can have tons of it. You can have a lot of it in your head. And still bhakti can evade you because bhakti is independent of all these things. You see. Nasadayati mam yogo. This beautiful shloka from the 11th canto. In the Guru Ayyarappan temple it was mentioned. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Now somebody came and changed that amazing shloka from the Bhagavad. Krishna is saying, you will not get me through sadhana. Na sadayati mam yogo. Na, what is it? Neither by yoga nor by jnana. Yatha bhaktir mamorjita. Forget the shloka. As much as a person who renders devotional service to me, right, and pleases me the most, you will not get me through sadhana, through jnana, through any of these things. So somewhere we think that I will perform my sadhana very, very well and that's it, my responsibility is over. I can sit down and wait because I've done my sadhana. See, you have done your sadhana to awaken your love for Krishna. After awakening your love for Krishna, you have to exercise that love in devotional service. Then that love grows. That's why Lord Chaitanya is telling Sanatana Goswami, you must understand, sambandha abideya prayojana. This is what the Veda is teaching you. See, Veda Shastra kahe sambandha abideya prayojana. Krishna, Krishna bhakti, Krishna prema, tinera mahadhana. Related to that, by sambandha, you get to know Krishna, that I am a spirit soul. I am connected with Krishna, I am a part and parcel of Krishna, etc. By knowing that, you perform devotional service. Initially, the devotional service will be in the form of sadhana, abhideya, execute using your senses. Rupa Goswami says specifically using your senses. You execute devotional service. And there, if we become lazy or we become inattentive, then we may not move up Krishna Bhakti means devotional service. Krishna Bhakti means actually performance with our mind, senses, intelligence, everything. And when we perform that, we get prema. Prema is awakened. And when we are awakened to prema, then we can enjoy bliss. It is mentioned that a person in service to Krishna, when prema is awakened, enjoys the bliss of transcendental loving service to Krishna. Sometimes people ask the question, how can we enjoy? We are supposed to only watch Krishna enjoy. We have to serve. No. Anandamayo bhyasat. We are after enjoyment, and this is a real enjoyment. When we serve Krishna, Lord Chaitanya mentions that you will enjoy. So, that is the stage, and these ladies, they are progressed to a great extent, and they have understood. What we mean by sambandha is knowing Krishna. The meaning of knowing Krishna means so many things. It's not just knowing Krishna is God. Yes, I read about it. That's it. A statement. That's just information. Knowledge is something greater than information. Realization is different. There is information, there is knowledge, there is realization of it. Then there is a fruit of prema. All these things, that's why it's mentioned ripened fruit of love of Godhead. We go through different stages. So all these things are possible, and we can understand the name, fame, quality and paraphernalia of the Supreme Lord. That's why it's mentioned here, is sometimes misunderstood by less intelligent persons as impersonal. So we can see that in the activities of the Lord, great personalities, they know. It's mentioned here, Sukadeva Goswami was a great personality, so he knows. He was very fortunate. And all these ladies are so fortunate that they know. We can never capture the Lord by anything else but by sincere devotional service. Our devotional service that we do, we are accountable to ourselves. I was discussing this with Sureshwar Prabhu, that in the outside world they talk about accountability. Accountability to somebody above you. And all you have to do is account to him and say, I have done so and so thing as per your this thing. And you collect your salary. Or you get name, fame, glory, whatever it is. And that accountability you get used to. Easy to do. But to be accountable to oneself is a more difficult job. In fact, that is internal accountability. One is external accountability, which is easy to do. Which you just do with your external senses and the mind and intelligence. You have talent, you have expertise, and you just perform it and people glorify you. But internal accountability is what a spiritual personality should work at. Knowing that I am accountable as spirit soul to the Guru, to the Acharya, to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And there is nobody externally doing anything to you to force that accountability on you. That is the amazing way Krishna teaches you. Nobody. He simply inspires you from within the heart. And you can see Prabhupada, a very deeply sincere person, accountable to himself only. Bhaktisiddhanta Sisi Thakur just told him once, twice, if you get money, print books, go to the Western world and preach, it's good for you. You're good with English and writing. 1, 2, 3 instructions. But the way Prabhupada took it, he took it as, you know, that's what is the moving mantra for my life. He became accountable to those brief interactions. he had with Bhaktisiddhanta Sri Thakur. And throughout his life, he was simply meditating. I have to do this. I have to do this. Becoming accountable to the words of the Guru. And then he executed it. There was nobody to check him and say, hey, nobody is watching. What does it matter if you don't do it? We are all settled down here in the ashrams and matas here in Mayapur, in Navadvip, everything. It's enough. Prithviti ache jata nagaradi gram means this. Just preach in the villages, just this, that. So Prabhupada said, no, that's not what it means. We must go and do this. He maintained a high level of personal accountability. This is what is the meaning of a devotee. In these ladies, you can see that. One becomes personally accountable to Krishna through the parampara, through the acharya, the guru, through the Vaishnavas. Many times Prabhupada was reminded of his accountability to his guru. And he says that. Ordinary person speaks to him, he says, this is my guru coming and speaking. Because he's so sensitive to what he's supposed to do in terms of his accountability. When he was distributing back to Godhead's in the Chippiwada in Delhi, you can see this place that ISKCON has acquired now. Just a crummy place on the top, and the deity's gopuram is coming on the top in between the room, and Prabhupada was around that with his typewriter. That's where he did the Bhagavatam translation. Can't imagine, I went to that place. It's actually a little mucky place right in the center of the busiest place in Delhi. To go through a very narrow lane inside and climb a very narrow staircase with very high steps, you know, very uncomfortable. Prabhupada go there on top, and from there he was composing his BTG, then bringing it down. Nearby was a press. He was going and begging him, I'll give you the money, I'll give you the money. And that's where, wild roadside cow or buffalo rammed him and he fell into the ditch. And that's where he was going out in the hot sun. And while he was distributing, somebody came and told him, Swamiji, magazines are good, but I think magazines people read and throw it off, it'll disappear. Why don't you produce a book? That's better. Immediately Prabhupada, it struck him. Somebody saying this. He said, it's Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur coming and telling me this. And he immediately started writing Bhagavata. He wrote the whole Bhagavat, made it into books, started trying to sell them with some agent and everybody. In this way, Prabhupada was, when he was in his family life also, he had a dream. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur came and told him, come, waiting for you, take sannyas and come out. And at that time also he got afraid, but he recognized this is Bhaktisiddhanta Sri Thakur telling me. So whenever anything happened, Prabhupada, because of his accountability and sensitivity towards the instructions, was able to immediately understand, I must do this. High sense of internal accountability. That's what makes us pure. That's what makes us devotees. That is, in the modern world, in the external parlance, is called integrity, they'll call. Being in and out the same person. Having integrity. But actually, that itself is not exact expression. But I don't know what is the equivalent. But Srila Prabhupada was deeply accountable to himself and to the instructions coming from the whole parampara, from Krishna through the parampara to him. Being accountable to the instructions. This immensely purifies a person and the execution of that. This is what is really devotional service. And that is why Prabhupada is saying, Vyavasayatmika buddhi ekeh kurunandana. This is what he related to. And he said that shloka inspired him very much to take it up and do. So these sincere expression of devotional service. Whatever people in this world may say, whatever their viewpoint may be, I have been told to do this and I have faith in that. I execute that. Not doggedly, not with like a dogma, not like, but with full faith because it is Krishna's instruction. You see, because it's Krishna's instruction. That is what is, that sounds like fanaticism to the external world. But this is what is the meaning of faith in the mode of goodness. Determination and faith in the mode of goodness. And you can see these ladies have that. Here is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is in charge of the creation and annihilation. It is through Him only everything is manifested. They're reconnecting. And they're telling themselves, this is what He is. Bringing knowledge to the fore and then connecting. Very clearly. So many times we have to do that in the morning when we get up. We have to reconnect. I am a spirit soul. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am connected with Him eternally. Ainanda tanuja kinkaram patitambam vishame bhavam budau. Kripaya tava pada pang. This is the meaning of my life. And I go about my daily activities, dovetailing them completely with His understanding. All that I do is offered to Krishna. I shall not think of anything else. I should sincerely try to perform. Shri Jagannath Paladev Shubhadramai Ki. In this way, a person connects deeply inside and he remains accountable to the super soul in the heart, to the Guru's instructions coming down, to the Acharya's instructions coming down. This is the meaning of life of a devotee. So when we read this, that sometimes we're thinking repeatedly, why are they saying the same prayers again and again? Different devotees keep saying the same thing. There's something about it. It's aligning yourself. Oh my Lord, You are the Lord of all the planets, the super soul of all living beings. You exist everywhere in the sun, moon, stars, everything. You know everything. I offer my obeisances to You. Chandra, Indra, Varuna, Vayu, Agni, everybody is Your this thing. Om Sahasra Sirsha, Purusha, Sarasaksha, Sahasrapat, Sabhumin, Vishwato. We glorify the Lord. Actually, what we are doing is aligning ourselves, putting our mind down and, you know, focusing, coordinating, coordinates in space and time. This is who I am. I am Your part and parcel. And You are this. Please grant me Your mercy. This is knowledge. When you have knowledge of Krishna and who He is, that's what you would do. It's not that knowledge and Krishna who He is you have and you just give a wonderful session. You speak and speak and speak. And then you cut and paste and you speak. And then you go into the internet and cut and paste and you speak. And you just vomit a lot of information. And you go back tired. And actually inside you're wondering, what did I do actually? This anybody can do. You can cut and paste from here, here, that lecture of this Swamiji and this lecture of that Swamiji and cut and paste from this book and put it together and then speak it and then feel dissatisfied. Yes or no? You feel a little dissatisfied. Why? Because you did not align yourself. You didn't connect. You just gave out information. Which is also good. Utilizing. Somebody else may be benefiting by it. By Krishna's teaching. But what about you? Right? So in anything that we do, if we are not conscious of ourselves and Krishna, you see, something is lacking. You can feel that. So that is what we render devotional service for. To awaken that feeling, love for Krishna. Then you perform out of love for Krishna. Even the smallest service, it's ecstatic. Or mechanically you do volumes of service. You may finally discuss, I'm not getting any ecstasy out of it. I'm just doing it. This is why awakening your love for Krishna is your responsibility. It's not that it mechanically happens. That's why Krishna is saying, Nasadayati Imam Yogo. By sadhana you cannot get me. Yatha Bhaktir Mamor Jita. Express yourself. Awaken yourself. What do you do? Exercise your bhakti muscles. You know, you got to exercise them and awaken them and have performance through that. It's not that by intellectual expression, by mental expression, by a talent, by a sleight of the tongue alone, we can awaken bhakti. These ladies, they know that. They know who Krishna is, how He relates and what He is. So many people could see Krishna in the battlefield in Dwaraka and Mathura and everywhere. But each one of them related differently according to their level. When Krishna and Balaram came into the arena, in the wrestling arena, there is this beautiful description how everybody saw him differently according to their level of understanding, according to their devotional service, according to their realization of Krishna. So when we read repeatedly again these prayers, we should know there is some very solid meaning behind that. The more we read, the more we try to focus, the more we try to understand, the more we render devotional service, the more we hanker to awaken our love for Krishna and express ourselves in love to our Supreme Father, then the more the muscles will become strong, the bhakti muscles. And the more you can have expression of love. Otherwise, sometimes people can get a little disappointed with their endeavor in devotional life. So this is the crux of the matter. When Krishna was present, especially he was present with these people who have awakened their love and who can feel Krishna, and they have very deep emotions when Krishna is leaving because they have awakened their love for Krishna. And maybe some others did not think so much about it when Krishna is leaving, and they officially said, thank you very much for your association, everything was nice, this much. And they feel it's okay. Why are you crying so much? I mean, what's the big deal about it? But it's because somebody else has awakened his love to a much greater extent than somebody else. So these are differences. It's not that Krishna consciousness, bhakti for Krishna, is not anything mechanical. It has got to do with you. You have to awaken. You have to learn to love Krishna. You have to be personal. Express yourself to Krishna. And bring out that loving sentiment. That is what Krishna consciousness is about. That's why it's not impersonal. And the burden of that is on you. Krishna already has done everything necessary. He's even sitting in your heart. He hasn't come so close to you and he's done everything necessary from his side because he loves you. But love happens only when two people together express themselves in love. So Krishna is waiting. That's why Prabhupada uses the phrase, Krishna is hungry for your love. This is amazing science. You know, although it's got so much of knowledge, information, finally it lands up with the simple thing of learning to love the Supreme Lord. So when we read in Bhagavatam, if we miss that is the confidential message. The confidential thing is, Aho Bhagyam, Aho Bhagyam, Nanda Gopavanaukasham, Yan Mitram Paramanandam Purna Brahma Sanatanam. Aho Bhagyam, what is the great fortune of all these people, Nanda, Yashoda, everybody? What is the great fortune? Is that the Supreme Absolute Truth is crawling in their courtyard. And why? Because of Nanda Maharaja's love. Because of Yashoda Mai's love. That is the fortune. Because they have awakened their love to such a great extent that the Lord becomes a child and crawls round Nanda Maharaja's courtyard. Yasya Linde Param Brahma. Shruti mitare, smriti mitare, bharatam bhayabhitaha, aham iham nandanam vande, yasya linde param brahma. That some will indulge in the shruti, some will indulge in the smriti, some will read Mahabharata, right? But for me, I simply focus on that child who is crawling in Nanda Maharaja's courtyard. That is enough. Because Parabrahman is crawling around here. That is enough for me. So this is the secret. See, this is the conclusion of the scripture. That is why the scripture says that after repeatedly reading the scriptures, you must know Krishna is everything. That's what Krishna is saying. Vedaisya sarve rahameva vedyaha vedantakrit vedavid eva chaham. I am to be known by the scriptures. You see. ఇదమేకం సునిష్పన్నం ధ్యేయో నారాయణ సదా ఆలోద్య సర్వశాస్త్రాన్ని విచార్యచ పునఃపున ఇదమేకం సునిష్పన్నం. ఆఫ్టర్ గోయింగ్ త్రూ ఆల్ ద శాస్త్రాస్ ఆల్ ద పురాణాస్ అండ్ థింకింగ్ అబౌట్ విచార్యచ పునఃపున అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్ డెలిబరేటింగ్ ఆన్ ఇట్ ఇట్ హ్యాస్ బిన్ కంక్లూడెడ్ ఇదమేకం సునిష్పన్నం ధ్యేయో నారాయణ సదా. ఇట్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ నారాయణ దట్ యు టు ఫోకస్ ఆన్. అండ్ ఇన్ ద భాగవతం ఇట్ టెల్స్ యూ దట్ సింప్లీ డెవలప్ లవ్ ఫర్ కృష్ణ. అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ వై వి డు కీర్తన్, వి డు భజన్, వి డు డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్, వి డు ఆరతి, వి యునో డిస్ట్రిబ్యూట్ బుక్స్, వి మేనేజ్, వి డు ది అకౌంట్స్, వి డు సో మెనీ మిసలేనియస్ థింగ్స్. దే ఆర్ ఆల్ మెన్ టు అవేకన్ లవ్ ఫర్ కృష్ణ. దే ఆర్ నాట్ ఆర్డినరీ యాక్టివిటీస్. They are not ordinary activities. If we do that with deep connection and consciousness, this is meant for Krishna. You can see that in Prabhupada's life. No? I am just researching a little bit on the beginning days of Prabhupada because we are going to celebrate the 50th anniversary. It's amazing that Prabhupada is writing in his diary every day. And he's doing nothing the whole day. Today, I did not go out. Today, I had lunch in Dr. Mishra's place. Today, income $2. Expense 0.3 cents. Today, Carl came, I gave him. Today, there were 5 people for the meeting in the evening. Like that, he writes his diary and he writes that I did not go out anywhere. He writes in his diary, whole day for 1 year. There's a whole lot of diary. Even from the Jaladuta onwards he's writing. Very bad. Crossed over one of the greatest impediments by Krishna's mercy. And everywhere he says, all because of Krishna. It's all because of Gauranga's mercy. That he got a $100 donation all of a sudden in the basket. And he's writing that, amazing thing happened today. I found $100 in the basket. The simple, sincere dedication of himself in all these small things that Prabhupada did. You can see what sincerely he is connected with Krishna with every moment. Whether something happens or doesn't happen, he is simply waiting. By Krishna's mercy it would happen. That all the time he is completely conscious of Krishna with every small thing he is doing. Today I walked down to Dr. Mishra's house to prepare my lunch because he was staying in YMCA, Young Men's Christian Association. Sally Agarwal and Mr. Agarwal said, we don't have place in our house for you, you stay in this place. In this way he was, but he is completely surrendered. The every point of time, even in his success, even in his bad time, he is completely Krishna conscious. Connected. You see. This is the meaning of yukta. Remaining connected. So, in the Bhagavatam you can read such devotees who are connected. Like the Brahmana's wives. Like these Dwaraka ladies. They know nothing else but Krishna. Their life is Krishna. That's why they are called Krishna Mayi. Made of Krishna. Their consciousness is soaked in that. And in the modern world, it's very challenging to keep ourselves focused on Krishna. At least the devotional service that we do, if we look at it in the right perspective, then we understand that through this I can awaken my love for Krishna. And if we have faith in what we do and we are present there while we do in the right consciousness, in the right connection, then everything becomes converted and awakens your love for Krishna. Then Krishna can be there in front of you and you can admire, you can see Krishna, and that is Krishna's mercy. So this is what is Krishna consciousness. Om Tat Sat Srila Prabhupada Ki Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Nitai Gaur Premanande. Any question or comment?
We see that the process for Krishna consciousness is chanting Hare Krishna, studying Srimad Bhagavatam. Sadhana basically constitutes of this. fact, Siddha Vedanta Thakur said to chant 64 rounds. And later, Prabhupada made it 16 rounds because he didn't find that his followers were able to do. And he said, just stop trying to engage yourself in serving Krishna. So that will make a balance. So, so which is more conscious? Being a service. Certainly, being in Krishna consciousness and doing service will help us to awaken the love for Krishna. But the main thing should be sadhana or service. Like chanting Hare Krishna or doing service.
There is a quote of Prabhupada says that there's no difference between what you're doing for Krishna and chanting. So, to follow Prabhupada's order and to follow his mood is our duty. Somebody would ask, Prabhupada asked us to chant 64 rounds in the beginning. It's mentioned he asked to chant 64 rounds, and then he found people were not able to do it. So then he made it 32 rounds. Then he found they're not able to do it. Then he made 16 rounds. And he said, nothing less than this. This you must. And you vigorously engage yourself in Krishna conscious service. You go for Nagar Kirtan every day. You sell books. You preach to people. You don't hang around and not do anything. So Prabhupada also had another prescription for those people who are not. There's a letter to His Holiness Jayapataka Swami. He said, for those people who don't go out for collection and don't do these things, they can be in Mayapur. They don't have to stay in Calcutta temple. Mayapur is for eating, sleeping devotees. This is a letter. And he said that there you should sit and chant 64 rounds. So don't go out, don't do anything, but whole day you should sit and chant 64 rounds. It'll take you 8 hours to chant. So either you must do 64 rounds the whole day, or you must be engaged. And Prabhupada said there's no difference between these two. Modes affect us so much. We can't just sit and chant Hare Krishna, fall asleep. You feel like getting out and doing something. It's natural. So engage yourself in active devotional service with your mind, your energy, your brain, your intelligence and everything. But gradually, we want to chant and we want to focus on Krishna. As you become older, maybe you have lesser energy, then you chant more. When you have energy, you go out, distribute books, preach to people. Don't just sit around. This is what Prabhupada showed by his own life. By his own life. So absorption, keeping yourself absorbed in devotional service, that is the main factor. In the name of doing things, if we lose our absorption and lose our connection with Krishna, we know that we get into difficulties. When we lose connection with Krishna, then even your chanting of the holy name can sometimes take you off. You'll be chanting Hare Krishna and thinking of something else. Lusty, greedy. We don't know. Same way, when we perform anything, activity, we can get carried away by pride, by possession, by position, all these things when we perform. Right? All these things are possible in any situation. Therefore, keeping up with Krishna, that's the real meditation. This is for Krishna. You see. That's why Yukta Cheshtasya Karmasu. That Yukta Cheshta. Connected work means connected endeavor. Ours is not work. We are endeavoring for Krishna. Krishnarte akila cheshta. For the sake of Krishna, we are endeavoring. Then that is as good as chanting, Prabhupada said. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur didn't say much to some of his disciples. If they didn't chant 64 rounds, they chanted only 32 rounds. Because they were going out collecting funds. The sannyasis were going out and collecting money and coming. And he had an equivalent for that. If they didn't chant, it doesn't matter. But those who didn't go out, they should chant 64 rounds. I should sit down and chant. This is the real meaning of chanting 64 Oms. Don't be vacant. Don't waste your time and sit and daydream and enjoy something. Then you should sit and chant 64 Oms. Got to be engaged in service to Krishna and know that this is for Krishna that I am doing. Not for a, you know, enriching and establishing my own pride and my own ego. You know, I am doing it for Krishna. And with that feeling, if you do, then both are no difference. So it depends on the person. That is why we have Guru, that we have somebody assisting you, directing you. According to this thing, you do try this and then you keep yourself busy. So we have a sadhana program in the morning. We attend the morning program. We all sit and chant together. We do kirtan bhajan, hear Bhagavat. We may take some prasadam together and then we go and preach to people. Don't relax. That's why Prabhupada has given us a whole institution. You can assume so many services and do so many things. Take some headache, take some responsibility and do this way. You'll always be connected with doing something for Krishna. This, following the order of Prabhupada, that function, abhidheya, tat tat karma pravartanat, that we are doing, that will awaken your bhakti. And when it will awaken, how much it will awaken, all that is a matter of, execution, sincerity, eagerness. If bhakti is not awakened to some extent also, we may not be sitting and performing it. Our sense gratification desire will drive us out mad. Obviously, there is some value for it. Some awakening is there. Therefore, we know the rasa taste, so we are carrying on. So, we should be a little patient and try to execute it with greater quality. Increase the quality. Once you are able to do your sadhana and you located yourself in terms of effort, then you increase quality. Because that's what Krishna wants you to do. Then gradually things will happen. You have to be patient. Any other question?
You mentioned about sometimes you are saying that how words don't carry meaning. Sometimes I observe, like reading Prabhupada's books, we read but we don't understand or connect.
That may be because of concentration. That is a disturbance from the mind. But even if you are mentally tuned in, you may not understand the real purport. Although you may have understood the meaning because you know English, still you may not have the realization of it. That's the meaning of Prabhupada saying, my purports are my transcendental ecstasies, not just realization also, beyond it. So Prabhupada is not writing book like everybody writes. It's coming out of him, dictated. Prabhupada says, dictated by Krishna, by my Guru. That's why I'm reading my own book. So when we read, that is why it's so powerful to read Prabhupada's book. Of course, his realization ecstasies will not become yours. But they will induce in you the great desire to perform devotional service and achieve that. Another person's realization doesn't become my realization. It becomes knowledge, it becomes inspiration, all this. Isn't it? So that's why when we are rendering devotional service sincerely, chanting sincerely, when we open and read, it hits us. Krishna rewards you with the realization when you have rendered service to Him. And you have prayed to Him intensely. You can't be inactive deep inside in terms of the soul petitioning the Lord. That's the meaning of Ainanda Tanuja Kinkaram. It's a prayer. You can't stop that activity and perform mechanical this thing. That feelingness and that surrender and that prayer is there. Krishna rewards you with realization because from inside the heart, He opens it up. It may be when you are taking bath in the bathroom, it will, that's what is the meaning of that. Oh, I understand. You get very thrilled. Sometimes your hair will stand on end This is what it is, the meaning. You may go back and read it and get damn thrilled and take your beat back and chant Hare Krishna more. He rewards you with the realization. Because, my dear devotee, you're following the order of Prabhupada and you're distributing his books and speaking about me to others. This is what you really want. I give it to you from within the heart. Tatte, what is it? Tesham evanukampartam aham ajnana jamtamah nashayami atma bhavasto jnanadeepena bhasvata. I, situated in their heart with a shining lamp of knowledge, I will light it and clear all ignorance. Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita. So for his devotee, why he will not do? Especially if you are following Prabhupada's order and executing and praying to Krishna, I am following the order of your dear devotee. Then Krishna gives you realizations. And those realizations strengthen your understanding of devotional service and bring more faith and confidence in you. And you start executing it. Come what may, I have full faith. This is what Prabhupada went with. Whatever you have brought me for here, it does not matter. I have full faith in the holy name. So he just went to the Tompkins Square Park and Hare Krishna, just chanted. So what an amazing expression of a deep realization that this Harinam will work in a country where he doesn't know anybody and has nothing to do, can't do anything, no money. He just goes to Tompkins Square Park and loudly chants Hare Krishna. Then all these living entities start coming to him. They start slowly, slowly coming and he patiently waits and every day chants and gives them information. And they come to him. And within a span of 12 years, he conquers the whole world. Simply by being sincerely. And there was no magic throughout. Simply sincere endeavor and faith. You can see Prabhupada execute and he asks us to do as I do. That's what he wants you to do. He said it's possible for anybody. I am one man, one Indian who came and did this. He writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita purport. Bharata Bhumite Hoila Manisha Janma Jar. What he is trying to say is that everybody just try sincerely and go and do it. Krishna will reciprocate with you. He repeatedly said this. Right? So when you read Bhagavatam, if you read with that conviction about Prabhupada, I have faith in his purport and what he has written there. Right? And we are connected. That time we can really understand the inner meaning. Because Krishna is in your heart. And you have faith in the Acharya's words. And you are rendering devotional service. What else stands in between? Right? So our mind can play tricks sometimes. But we should have full faith in this simple process. It's most powerful. There's no magic, no trick, nothing. Just pure. Just try and keep going ahead. Any other question? Om Tat Sat. Srila Prabhupada ki Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Nittai Guru Premanande.